actually 1 yard, which is half the distance to goal line on that
two-point conversion.
Aaron Sines with 2 tackles, Tanner Foley with 1, Dominic Guardian 2 tackles, Ryan Miller-Wise leading all tacklers for USA with 5, Brandon Bozeman with 3 tackles, Gettle with 1, Streeter with 4, Yurick with 1, Harper with 4, Chandler Fitz with 3, Cole Finkbeiner with 2, and Trenton LaPrette with 1 tackle. And, of course, that 1 yard penalty on the extra point, the 2 point conversion. Ubley's defense, 12 tackles, 1 for a loss for 5 yards, no sacks on either side of the ball, and no penalties for Ubley as well. Leading the tackling offense of defense, Dominic Rosenthal with 3, as well as Scott Shepard with 3, Jeff Wright with 1, Derek Brown with 1, with Logan Lemke and Cole Mychek with 1 each, Sawyer Messing with 2. Dominic Rosenthal had 1 tackle for a negative 5 yards on defense, and that's all she wrote for the defensive stats for Ubley.
Haven't had to do that much, Clark, forcing 4 and outs and forcing punts so far is what they've been doing on defense, which is all you can ask for right now.
And not to mention, I mean, you look at this, and it's been mostly Ubley all the game, but there's glimpses of USA getting things together here, especially with their passing game. This could be a very easy one-possession game entering halftime, and it's a completely different outlook for the USA Patriots.
Well, exactly. And if USA knows their own tape from last week, they ran the ball pretty well, and they threw the screen pass really well, but nothing was mentioned about the throws down the field, which has been an opening right now in that Ubley defense, because they've put 8, even 9 guys in the box to take away the running game, not only up the middle, but around each edge, which is where USA is trying to go every time, and nowhere to be seen so far has that worked. So look for some changes for Jason Beagle and the rest of that USA offense in the second half.
As far as how the second half will go, only time will tell. Now we shift our attention, Dave. Why don't we take a look at other area games going on throughout the area, whether those games are going on or not. Of course, we know that North Huron Peck is rescheduled for tomorrow at 7 p.m. due to no power at Peck High School. Dave, what else do you have for us?
Kingston at Deckerville battling some rain. 8-0 is that game last we had heard. Looking back, next game, Marlette just took the lead on Bad Axe 18-12. That's in the second quarter. Last we heard, Cass City 6, Memphis 0. Harbor Beach leading Vassar 6-0 early in that game. And still no word from Sandusky Reese. Last we heard, a lightning delay.
We have 50 seconds left in the halftime here, but Ubley just got onto the field. No sight yet of the USA squad. So more than likely, we'll be on a 3 to 5 minute delay here. When we return, we'll take a look at the second half, and we'll have all that action coming up on the WLW Sports Network, your home for high school football, at WLW Sports on Twitter. We'll have the second half coming up.
Do you enjoy doing laundry? I mean, really enjoy it. Didn't think so. Well, it's like life insurance. You don't like to talk about it. You'll eventually get around to it. But not doing your laundry really isn't an option, unless you're into that kind of thing. If you didn't know already, I'm Clark Ramsey at Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company. Let me do your laundry for you. Not literally, but let's make sure you have clean clothes to live in for the rest of your life, or the ones you love. Call me, Clark Ramsey, at Farm Bureau Insurance, or look me up on those interwebs at clarkramsey.com. That's clarkramsey.com.
It's Chevy Truck Month at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick M25 in Sebring. Drive to the shore and save more on a new 2014 or 2015 Chevy truck.
Hi, this is Rod Teese from Moore Shoreline in Sebring, wanting to tell you that leasing has never been better than now. And get a 2015 Silverado Heavy Duty Crew Cab 4x4 LT. Leather spray and bed liner, all-terrain tires, 6.0 V8 Vortec motor, heated seats, navigation, zero down, 36 months, 15,000 miles per year. For everyone, the price is $429 per month, and for gym employer family members, $397.
At Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick M25 in Sebring, where you'll find your new truck and find new roads.
It's time to ride, Michigan. Ball Equipment and Polaris are proud to announce the 2014 Factory Authorized Clearance event going on now. All remaining 2014 models are priced to move with rebates up to $1,000 and financing as low as 2.99%. That's every Polaris Sportsman ATV, every Polaris Ranger utility vehicle, and every Polaris Razor side-by-side. Work, play, or both, right now is the best time of the year to add a new toy to your garage. The current programs are awesome, but we know that a great price is only the start. 2014 marks Ball Equipment's 70 20th year as a family-owned business. A lot of things have changed during that time, but our passion for service remains the same. So stop in or call either of our dealerships in Richmond or Sandusky, Michigan today. Ball Equipment, Eastern Michigan's outdoor power equipment superstore since 1944.
Offer valid in U.S., subject to credit approval. Invalid on new 2008-2014 models. Good through September 30th, 2014. See Ball Equipment for details. ATV and RVs can be hazardous to operate. Polaris adult models are for ages 16 and older. Always wear a helmet and make sure to take a training course. Polaris ATVs and RVs are not intended for on-road use.
Get into hunting season with the help of Randy's Hunting Center and Bad Axe. Look for the 40-foot tall log cabin showroom with over 40 wildlife mounts from around the world. Randy's has crossbows by Darton, Wicked Ridge, 10 Point, along with scopes, arrows, and accessories. See Mike Brown for archery, bow and arrow, or crossbow sales and service. Stay warm and dry this year with a handmade cedar blinds in both archery and gun sizes. Randy's has over 4,000 new rifles, shotguns, and handguns in stock. Don't miss the 22nd annual used gun auction being held at the Woods and Water Weekend, Sunday, September 7th, starting at 11 a.m. Over 125 rifles, shotguns, and pistols will be sold to the highest bidder. Browning, Remington, Winchester, Ruger, Smith & Wesson, and many more. A complete auction list is available at randyshuntingcenter.com. It's all happening at the Woods and Water Weekend, Sunday, September 7th, at the Emily City Fairgrounds. Get into action at Randy's Hunting Center, located at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 989-269-GUNS. That's 989-269-GUNS.
It's now on to the second half on WLW Sports Network, week number two. The first week here for me and Mr. Dave Hansen, the PGA professional in the house, showing him what his football skills are made of. Still trying to figure out that connection, but we'll figure it out someday here. I can't say much more.
Irrelevant.
Yeah. 12 minutes are on the clock, and Ubley is going to be kicking this one off. Rosenthal kicking right to left across your radio as USA deferred and elected to receive in the second half. And that's exactly what they're doing right now into the hands of Dominic Guardian at the 26-yard line. He's still on his feet at the 40. He's still going down to the 42. Breaks free of that tackle, dives forward to the 44-yard line. Brought down by number 60, Logan Lemke. Typically plays guard. The 180 senior, 6 foot, brings him down. And that's where USA will start their drive at the 44-yard line. Nice little running out of the gun there to start the second half for USA.
Yeah, and a very athletic play on special teams coverage by Logan Lemke. Plays guard, plays offensive line both ends for Ubley Senior. Stands 6 foot, 180 pounds, but he's part of the reason why that offense and defensive line of Ubley has dominated this game through one half.
First and 10, left to right across your radio are the USA Patriots, trailing 16-0 to the visiting Ubley Bearcats. 11:05 left in the third. Foley under center, wing offense, receiver wide to left, man in motion to left. He gets the pitch. That's number 20, Miller-Wise. He's around the left end. He's gaining positive yardage across midfield, and they're going to mark him down in Ubley territory at the 49, maybe right at midfield, actually. We're going to take that back. And it's a 5-yard gain, bringing up second and 5 for the Patriots, working off the left hash.
Tackle made there by the freshman, number 22, Anthony Sweeney.
10:35 left in the third, 16-0, Ubley leads.
It didn't take long, Clark. No. Ryan Miller-Wise, first one to touch the ball for USA right out of the
gun. You suggested that, didn't you?
Yeah, yes, I did.
Maybe they had the halftime show on in the locker room.
Could be. It could be.
I would start to question people if they start listening to that. And we have a flag at the snap, and it's going to be a false start against USA. And believe it or not, the back judge called that one.
He's got the best view in the house, Clark.
I suppose. 5-yard penalty against USA, so march back, all gained yardage on first down. Now second and 10 from their USA's 45-yard line. The first down marker is seen at the Ubley 45. 10:12 left in the third. 16-0, Ubley leads.
The one thing that could haunt USA right now, bad penalties at bad times. You get a nice gain on first down, give it all back due to penalty.
Receiver wide to the right, that's Dominic Guardian. Wing offense, wing on either side. Now man in motion. That's Aaron Sines, and it's going to be a keeper. Foley gets a almost brought down in the backfield, breaks free of one tackle, an arm tackle, and swings himself forward to the